This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, if you're a chicken owner or are interested in learning more about poultry or acquiring your own, Hamel Co-op has a workshop that you should probably attend. General Manager Amy Rozier says it's open to the public and is happening this Saturday.
It is. It's my favorite time of year, and it's a sure sign that spring is here or almost here when you hear the little baby chicks chirping in the store. So it's a fun time of year for us.
Well, I think a lot of people enjoy that. I know I do myself. As far as types of chickens that people can be ordering, I'm sure there are all types of varieties, but I know it's also not just limited to chickens. You can order other types of birds.
Yeah, definitely. Turkeys, guineas, geese, ducks, quail, and you name it, we can probably order it. I've ordered some peafowl in the past, so we've had a little bit of everything here at the store.
Is there a certain deadline that people need to get orders in by, or how long are you offering the chick days?
Chick days for us, we do run through May. We do get some June and July orders for some people who are wanting turkeys for Thanksgiving and Christmas, and then we have some people that do a fall meat bird order as well. So chicks, we can order, you know, pretty much spring, summer, and fall. Winter, it gets a little slim. We can't order chicks, but the other seasons of the year, we can definitely order stuff from. As far as availability, it depends on the breed. The later in the season that you get, it's pretty much just your production egg layers that you can order and meat birds. Because some of the more exotic stuff is not available later in the year.
And I know I've talked to you about this before, and I'm forgetting the name, but you do use a specific hatchery to order your chickens and all the other birds from.
Yeah, we actually order two different hatcheries. We've had last year Cackle Hatchery we used in Lebanon, Missouri. We've used them ever since we started doing chick days. They had a few instances where they were sold out, so we started using Mount Healthy Hatchery in Ohio, and we've had a lot of good luck with them. And a couple times during the year, we get an order in for McMurray, just some more exotic stuff that some of the other hatcheries don't handle.
Okay, well, sounds great. To go along with the chick days, you are offering a workshop for chicken owners, so tell us some of the details about that.
Yeah, this year we're changing it up a little. We're calling it a poultry owner's workshop because, like you said, it's not just about chickens. We are going to have our Purina rep, Jenna Pohl, is going to be here to talk about poultry nutrition. Taylor Gray, our feed specialist, she's going to talk about chicken safety. And good Lord willing, one of our vets will be attending as long as they don't have a farm call that morning. I know last year we ran into a problem where they had an emergency farm call the morning they were of our chicken owners workshop, so they were not able to attend. So we should have a vet coming to talk about some deworming tips and just different things for your chickens to keep them happy and healthy.
Well, sounds great. And what day and time is that all happening?
That is going to be on Saturday, March 18th. It's here at the Hamel Co-op. We have it out in our feed shed. It's from 10 a.m. to noon.
And would you prefer that people RSVP just so you can get sort of a head count?
We do appreciate when they do RSVP. That way we have enough seating set up because we do it here at the store. We set up straw bales and hay bales out in the shed, and that way we also have enough refreshments on hand for everyone that is attending.
Okay, well, we'll make sure that people give you a call ahead of time. Amy, how is chicken business for you at the co-op? Maybe I know you're kind of just getting started in with the chick days, but has it been pretty strong the last couple of years or picked up at all?
Definitely has. Back in 2005 or 2008, I started selling baby chicks, and it's grown tremendously from there. We never really registered chicken as a separate, poultry as a separate entity in our business whenever I first started. And now it's actually our number two selling feed behind cattle. So chicken and poultry have just exploded in the past several years.
Do you have a lot of varieties of feed on hand, or will you be willing to, say, order them? I know you work with Purina pretty closely if someone would need a specific feed.
Yeah, we tend to floor stock all of their lines. We also floor stock their organic lines, so we'll have all the starter growers, layers, flock raiser. We stock a lot of the game bird feeds. Since our chicken business has grown so much, we do keep a lot of more poultry products and things on hand.
All right. Well, Amy, if you don't mind, again, the details of your workshop and a phone number so people can RSVP ahead of time.
You bet. It is going to be on Saturday, March 18th, here at Hamel Co-op. We're located at 121 North Old U.S. Route 66 in Hamel. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to noon. Our speakers will start about 10, and they always leave a little time at the end for question and answer period. It's for experienced chicken owners, beginning chicken owners, turkey, ducks, geese, any kind of poultry that you own, you're welcome to attend. It's open to the public. You can RSVP at 618-633-2215.
Thank you, Amy. And that phone number one more time to RSVP is 618-633-2215. And we'll be back with more in just a moment. A coalition of agriculture groups is urging President Donald Trump and federal lawmakers to protect crop insurance. 60 national farm, lending, ag input, conservation, and crop insurance organizations, led by the Crop Insurance and Reinsurance Bureau, sent a letter to the administration and lawmakers opposing cuts to crop insurance during the upcoming budget and appropriations processes and in the 2018 Farm Bill. The letter called the 2014 Farm Bill a careful balance of priorities that should not be reopened. The group say any cuts in the next farm bill should be avoided as well because of the downtrend in the ag economy and its impact on farmers. The letter was sent to President Trump, House and Senate lawmakers, and Ag Secretary nominee Sonny Perdue. Well, despite challenging times in the farm economy, thousands of growers and ag advocates attended the 2017 Commodity Classic. Total attendance for the event held earlier this month in San Antonio, Texas, was just over 9,000, the second largest total in event history. Growers represented 4,000 of that total. National Corn Growers Association Commodity Classic co-chair Kevin Ross, who's a farmer from Iowa, says the attendance demonstrates the enthusiasm America's farmers have for continuous learning and improvement. The trade show features 425 companies, including 83 first-time exhibitors. The 23rd annual Commodity Classic will take place February 27th through March 1st next year in Anaheim, California. Well, before we wrap up today, I've got some information about another event that's happening next week. A cover crop field day will be held at Jeff Johnson's Pork Farm in Macoupin County. They'll be looking at cover crop plot trials, discussing Jeff's operation and how he uses cover crops, and they'll also discuss how cover crops have improved his cattle operation. The Environmental Tillage Systems strip till machine will also be on display, and they'll have a representative there to answer any questions you might have. And that field day is happening on March 22nd. It'll take place from 10 a.m. to noon at Jeff's headquarters just west of Reeder on the south side of 108. If you'd like to attend that cover crop field day, you can give the Macoupin County Soil and Water Conservation District office a call at 217-854-2626. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.